late Monday night, 100 South Floridians piled into two buses to make the long trip up to the Florida Capitol. Led by the Florida Immigrant Coalition, the group ranges from 70-year-olds to infants and strollers. They all came to Tallahassee to advocate for the rights of immigrants. Maria Rodriguez is with the coalition, and she says the group represents an immigrant community thousands strong.
Thank you for cada uno de ustedes, for each one of you. There are thousands of people that are grateful that you are here. You represent, each one of you, thousands of people who work very hard with dignity and respect. Que trabajan muy fuerte, con mucha dignidad y mucho respeto.
Many immigrants work physically demanding minimum wage jobs with unforgiving schedules. Gabby Garcia Vera with the Latina Advocacy Center says many of the activists are taking a risk coming to Tallahassee this week.
You know, the majority of the folks that came up with us are really missing work, you know, which for them has like really big financial implications. But I think at the end of the day, you know, folks are coming up and sacrificing that time because they know that this fight is important, and it's not only important for them and their families, but it's important for the community.
With a list of legislative priorities, the group has a lot to get done this week. They're opposing a number of bills which they call anti-immigrant. On that list is Senate Bill 150, filed by Travis Hudson, which would enhance penalties for offenses committed by immigrants, and Representative Carlos Trujillo's House Bill 9, which would prohibit the reentry of people who have been deported. As they prepare to speak with lawmakers, Maria Rodriguez reminds the group, their power is in their stories.
Your story is powerful, and you deserve dignity and respect. We don't have to know about everything about the bills. We just have to know that Florida depends on us, our economy, our culture, our community, our churches, our universities benefit from us. And we are part of Florida, and Florida is our home.
The group filled the fourth-floor rotunda in the Capitol Tuesday and caught the attention of Democratic Senators Oscar Brainin and Jeff Clemens and Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez. Rodriguez is a Democrat from Miami.
Thank you for coming. It really means a lot to send a strong signal. The governor is addressing the Senate and the House right now, and it's important for them to get the clear message that these anti-immigrant proposals are not what we should be focusing on.
The group lined up outside the House chambers, waiting patiently for the lawmakers to file out after Governor Rick Scott's address. When the lawmakers exited, they were met with the chants of immigrants and their families.
Somos Florida! Somos Florida! Somos Florida!
Somos Florida. We are Florida, they say. Tuesday night, the group rolled out sleeping bags on the floors of First Presbyterian and First Baptist Church in downtown Tallahassee. Wednesday, they'll be back in the Capitol to advocate for their rights. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.